Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot. Score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Black!
Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, Mitch Lake. We do appreciate it. And yes, it is Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We're excited about talking about Michigan Tech sports. We have Coach Curley standing by. We also have some in-studio guests coming in today, and we're looking forward to that. And we're talking football today, soccer, volleyball, and everything else Michigan Tech sports in the next 30 minutes. Wes Fromm, as usual, is joining us in our studio today. Good morning to you, Wes Fromm.
Good morning to you, Dirk Hembroff.
And, you know, we can't sugarcoat it. It wasn't the greatest weekend of all time for Michigan Tech sports. But, you know, that happens every once in a while.
Well, it's become the exception rather than the rule, which is nice.
Yes.
But yeah, it was not the most fun weekend for our athletic teams. You know, the volleyball team got a big win and almost got a huge win against Lewis. Who is probably the top team in the region right now. Lost 16-14 in the fifth set. And we'll talk to Coach Jennings about that here in a little bit. But and then they got beat by Wisconsin Parkside, and it seems like that team has our number. They beat us twice now. You know, the football team went down, and they were right in the game until a sack fumble in that second quarter kind of turned the tide against us. And they scored 17 unanswered in the second quarter, and really that was the difference in the game. We played right with them the rest of the way, just couldn't kind of catch up from there. And the soccer team, you know, they played the defending national champs on Friday, you know, that team played like the defending national champs, you know, in talking with their SID, he said their former coach is now at Iowa and wouldn't necessarily want to see that team in Grand Valley playing in the Big Ten because they're that good. So,
is that right?
That's where they're at. And then I don't know if it was hangover or what, but Ferris is a good team too. I think they only have one conference loss, so
right.
A tough road trip for any team. And so the Husky soccer team lost twice. And then the hockey team got a big win on Friday and couldn't quite make the comeback on Saturday. So it's kind of a bummer of a weekend, but that's the way it goes. We're back in action. Everybody's gets a chance to redeem themselves. That's the beauty of sports is you got to put that one behind them and get ready for the next weekend. We got a big one coming up, obviously the Northern home and hockey and football team on the road at a top three ranked Ferris State team. That game's going to be on TV. Along with being on the radio here, and then we've got volleyball on the road with a couple of matches that they should be able to bounce back with, and soccer finally back at home. They're only their fourth and fifth home matches, but it's their final two matches of their home schedule.
All right, we've got lots to talk about. We'll take a quick time out, get a look at your weather forecast right now. We'll be back with more of Huskies Drive Time. Weather brought to you by Superior Accounting and Tax Services.
Just-